USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. It could be significantly more challenging terrain for any Ukrainian counteroffensive, at least in the southern part of the country, now that a key reservoir dam has been destroyed. There's also epic flooding. White House monitoring.
We're doing the best we can to assess those reports, and we are working with the Ukrainians to gather more information. But we cannot say conclusively what happened at this point.
Both Ukrainian and Russian forces blame each other for the attack. The Kakhovka Dam supplies water to the Russian-controlled Crimean Peninsula and the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant. Former Fox News host Tucker Carlson has debuted the first episode of his new show on Twitter. The video got roughly 10 million views in the first 2 hours. On Tuesday, President Biden held his first cabinet meeting since he announced he's running for re-election.
Before the meeting, Biden told reporters that they'd be talking about putting the laws they've passed into action.
We're investing in the American people, in our infrastructure, in our manufacturing. We're investing in jobs in almost every community across the country.
He said they'd also dive into topics like border security, the climate crisis, and Russia's conflict with Ukraine. I'm John Schaefer.
Former Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has testified before a federal grand jury in the Department of Justice's probe of the ex-president. That's according to the New York Times on Tuesday. Meadows is a central figure in both the investigation into former President Trump's handling of the January 6th Capitol riot, as well as Trump's handling of classified documents after leaving office. The Biden administration allocating $115 million to support critical water infrastructure in Jackson, Mississippi.
The city's water system, it was in crisis at some point last summer. The people of Jackson have lived under constant threat of boil water orders.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, the funding just part of $500 million appropriated by Congress. This is USA News.
Now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes. They've meticulously designed stylish footwear with all the fits and features you want. They have fits like wide fit, relaxed fit, stretch fit, arch fit, and more. Plus, they have luxurious features including Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's like walking on a cool side of the pillow all day long. And best of all, they find a way to keep them affordable. You simply can't get more comfort and style for your dollar. So if you want the kind of footwear I create, get yourself a pair of Skechers. It's comfort with style and more.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
The PGA Tour and LIV Golf have agreed to merge, ending the rivalry that has engulfed the golf world over the past year. Ira Spitzer says the deal means that the Saudi government, LIV's main backer, will have a major stake in the new business entity.
Professional golfers appear to have been blindsided by the news. Previously, the PGA's top official, Jay Monahan, had criticized LIV as an attempt for Saudi Arabia to buy the game of golf. Now he will become the chief executive at the new collectively owned for-profit entity. Ira Spitzer, San Francisco.
A new report says a flood at Mar-a-Lago has raised suspicions among federal investigators looking into former President Trump's handling of classified documents. According to the report, it's unclear if prosecutors have determined whether the flooding of the server room was intentional or an accident. Actor and Staten Island native Pete Davidson may not be so happy since his purchase of a Staten Island ferry boat.
During a Transformers Rise of the Beast premiere, the comedian told Entertainment Tonight he has no idea what's happening with the ferry he bought with fellow SNL star Colin Jost last year. Davidson admitted he and Jost were very stoned when they plunked down $280,000 with other investors to buy the decommissioned vessel. The original plan was to turn it into an event space, but that idea may have been scuttled. Liz Warner, NBC News Radio, New York.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.